Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today, I'm joined by Karen Kassler. She's the State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
There was some movement on election reform, and let's start with the bill that just passed the Senate this week.
Right. This is a bill to overhaul elections in Ohio in advance of the 2012 presidential elections. Obviously, Ohio will once again be a major player in the presidential election. At least that's what we keep being told, and we have no reason not to believe them because it's certainly been that way the last couple of years. So one thing it does is it moves the presidential primary back to May, where it had been. It was in March. It had been moved up in March with the idea that Ohio wanted to play a bigger role in deciding who the nominees would be for each party. That didn't work so well in the 2008 election. And so with that, alongside the issue of having to redraw congressional districts because Ohio is losing two electoral seats and two House seats, Secretary of State John Houston and others who were working on this bill had said Ohio needs a little bit more time, so the presidential primary for next year will be moved back to May. And there are some other things that will be changed. You know, the period of early voting gets shortened a little bit and some of these other things. This bill is through the Senate now. It goes to the House. And there are still some Democrats who are very concerned about things that they say are in this bill that would disenfranchise voters and make it harder for some people to cast ballots. They're very concerned about that.
And there's an even more controversial bill that's possible next week on election reform. And what does that entail?
Well, I think you're talking about photo ID, where voters would have to show a photo ID to cast a ballot in person. And this has gone back and forth and back and forth. This was in the election reform bill, and then it was taken out at the last minute after several groups protested, including the ACLU, the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, the League of Women Voters. They were very concerned about this. And even Secretary of State Houston had said he didn't like the way that this bill was worded. The photo ID bill did get out of a Senate committee late this week, late on Thursday, and it's expected that it might go before the full Senate next week, but it might not, because apparently there are still some concerns about how this would actually be put into place and what how it would really affect voters. And you still have those people who are saying that this is just a way to keep certain people from voting in the 2012 elections and to try to make sure that Ohio goes for one political candidate and not for another one in the presidential election.
So when someone like the Secretary of State weighs in on something like this, do you think it'll have an impact on what the bill will look like or whether or not it'll pass?
Well, it's certainly interesting because, as everyone knows, Republicans do run the House, the Senate, and the executive offices and the governor's office. And the executive offices includes the Secretary of State's office. And Secretary of State Houston has, by taking a position against the photo ID bill, kind of come out against what some in his own party have been wanting. And so certainly his opinion has mattered. The photo ID provision was in a bill that was supposed to, the election reform bill that was supposed to go before the Senate this week, and they pulled it out at the last minute to have it considered separately. So certainly the Secretary of State's opinion does seem to matter. It could be argued that that's one of the reasons why the photo ID provision was pulled out of the Senate bill at the last minute and being considered separately possibly next week.
Secretary of State Houston also made some other news this week in regards to the possible collective bargaining referendum. There was some talk that supporters of the bill were going to try to split it up if it indeed does make the ballot. So why the push for that? What happened there?
Well, it's becoming clear to those people who support Senate Bill 5 that polls are showing that voters like some parts of the bill, the collective bargaining reform bill, and don't like other parts. They seem to be very concerned about police and firefighters in Senate Bill 5. And these are kind of the issues that supporters of Senate Bill 5 were hoping to maybe split these things up and have voters decide individually. Hey, what about merit pay? Hey, what about police and firefighters? Hey, what about the law against striking? You know, and if they could break it up like that and have voters vote yes or no on each individual provision, then maybe they would be able to keep some of the things in that collective bargaining reform law and get rid of other things. But the Secretary of State said, no, you can't do that. That this is a initiated petition. This is something that citizens are gathering signatures for and trying to put on the ballot, and you can't break it up like that.
And regarding Senate Bill 5, we heard from critics of the bill who've been pushing the referendum that they have nearly three times the number of signatures they need, and they're planning on turning those in next week. So what can we expect?
Well, what we're being told is, indeed, they do have more than enough signatures, and I don't think anybody's surprised by this. I mean, there are 350,000 members that are public employees in unions right now, at least that many. And so they're planning on coming together on Wednesday and actually walking down from one part of Columbus in a big parade down to the Secretary of State's office with their boxes and boxes of petitions. And certainly it's a visual thing. It's a thing to try to send the message that there are a lot of people who support the repeal of this law. A lot of people are in their corner, and this is a very visual demonstration of that. At least that's the message that they're trying to send.
I've been speaking with Karen Kassler from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here today.
No problem. Have a great weekend.